Kum learn the block gemara. We're up to the pei dal amud aleph, the two dots. No, we're not. We're up to pei gimel amud aleph, and we're up to right in the middle of the page. Tanna mashmeida b'kiva. We learned yesterday from the pasuk that this is a pasuk that's totally superfluous. That this is the toida for the oila, for the mincha, the chatas, the asham, the meluim, the zevach hashlamim. We learned from each one. Regarding all other kabbanis, like we look from Eilu, we learned that you need a knife, not using a stone or something, and from Mincha learned that only males can eat from it and not females, and so on. So the Gemara, Tanam Hashem Rav Kiva, Lufna Rav Kiva, Neim Rav Kiva. Another pasuk he learns Zois Toidas Hamin La Eilam. He's in the pasuk Zois Hatoida La Eilam V'Chulu. He learns different drashas. From Eila, he learns the same thing as the other one, that's only a knife. From Mincha, he learns that you learn from Chatas that if something touches the Chatas and absorbs it, it takes on the stringencies of the Chatas. I learned that from Mincha. Ma Mincha Mekadesh is Bebelua, just like about Pegim Lamed Aleph, middle page. Ma Mincha Mekadesh is Bebelua becomes Kodesh if it absorbs. I've called Mekadesh is Bebelua. Every other carbon touches another carbon. If it absorbs, it takes on the stringencies of the stricter carbon. So what you learn from Chatas, I learn from Mincha. Why do you have to learn from Mincha and from Chatas the same law? The Torah writes by Chatas. It's written by Chatas, so the idea that if it touches something, it becomes holy. So why do you have to learn also about Mincha the same thing? If we only know about Mincha, that if it comes in contact with something, it takes on the stringency, because it's flour and water, and it's tender, it's soft, bala, therefore naturally it absorbs. When it comes to meat, a maloy, I would say it's much thicker, and therefore doesn't absorb anything, and doesn't have this din of coming in contact with something else that takes on the stringencies. So therefore, it says bechatas. But because lachmana bechatas, let it only say bechatas. Mishum the basar, but since the meat, agav the shomim, because meat is fatty, kodir, it absorbs a lot, and if it absorbs a lot, it will also pass it on back. Well, mincha aim aloy, but mincha is not fatty, so maybe it doesn't absorb, it doesn't go deeply inside it. Tzricha, if we need both. Chatas, what does Rabbi Kiva learn from Chatas? So he's using Mincha for what you learn Chatas. So what does he use Chatas? Ma Chatas ain't a boy element of Chulin. Just like a Chatas can only use money of Chulin. Now I use Maisa Shani money to buy a Chatas. We'll soon see how we know that. Ubiyayim, a Chatas can only be brought during the day. Yes, we'll soon see how we know that. Ubiyayim, your money, so you only can use your right hand because it says finger and koyin. Remember the Shlokya says, wherever it says finger, etzba, and kahuna, it means the right hand. I've called all other kabbanas ain't a boy element of Chulin, only from Chulin. Ubiyayim, only by day, uve yod ha'yaman is on the right hand. Says the Gemara, the chatas gufi menon, how do you know a chatas taka can only be brought from Chulin? Amar b'chiz la'makra, it says in Pasi, when Aaron ha'koyin on Yom Kippur brought a carbon, it says, v'hikriv Aaron as part of chatas, asher loy. He has to bring his own. What do you mean his own? Loy mishaloy. It has to be his own private money, v'loy mishal maisa. Don't use a maisa shiny money. B'yayim, it says in Pasi, b'yayim, by day, it says by day. You're telling me that what? That we learn out that a carbon can only be brought by day, not by night. It says on Peyton version, possibly by Okabonis, that b'yayim tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael, but that when Hashem told the Eden, so we already know that. And it says by day, like Okabonis be done by day. Kadi Nas, but you're right, this din by day, we don't really have to learn from Chatas. It's just brought it by the way. Nu biyoda how your money is, you're telling me we learn from Chatas the right hand. What are you talking about? We don't be learning. The rule is everywhere, whatever it says, Shanemar. Etzbao kuhuna. Ain el yamin, it means the right side. Kadi Nas, but you're right. Again, it's only brought by the way. Osham, what do we learn from Osham? What do we learn from Osham? We learn out. Just like carbon osham, since you eat the meat, what happens to the bones? The bones are amuter. So we learn how the all kabanas, the bones are amuter. Now, l'chayde, we already know that all kabanas, the bones are amuter. What's the Gemara trying to tell you here? It's telling you mainly a carbon oil. I would have thought that a carbon oil says all of it has, all other carbons have to be eaten. So obviously the bones cannot be eaten, so it's not part of the carbon. There's no nicer by bones, and it's mutter. To do with it, you make it, to make a anything you want out of it, a handle of a knife you can make out of it. But a carbon oil, I would have thought, since cooler color, that all of it gets burnt on the mizbeach, maybe the bones also have to get burnt. And that's what we're learning from Asham. Ma'asham atzim moisim mutter, the bones are mutter. I've called atzim moisim mutter, the bones are mutter. But Rabbi Kiva, since Rabbi Kiva does not learn this idea of choiv from the way we learned yesterday, which was from Zavachta Pesach. Remember, we learned originally from the original Pesach Mitzrayim, the way the Mishnah learned, we learned that one that says Tzayin Baka, which is extra. So we learned from there that all Krabonis have to be like Pesach Mitzrayim. They did not use Maisa Sheni money. True, they didn't have it, but in fact, they didn't use it. So we learned all Krabonis from there. So the Chayyid Rabbi Kiva, who uses this Pasuk to teach you about and that's this concept. What did he do with the Pasuk Zavachta, Haiva Zavachta Pesach, my Ovile, what did he do with it? Says he uses it for something else altogether. How do you know the leftover of Pesach? How do you know the leftover of Pesach you bring up as a shlamim? What do you leftover of Pesach? It says was a vachta Pesach. This very pasuk that you use was a vachta Pesach Lashem Lekecho. Then it says tzoinu boker. It's in the bucket. Now, what is the pasuk is when you turn the bucket, you don't use bucket for current pace. We know only kvasim v'isim, sheep and goats. Well, then you pesach by like kvasim and isim. Elo, the moise pesach, if you left with the leftover of pesach, remember we had in the beginning as well, you didn't use it for current pesach, is yehei ledover abo. You can use it for any carbon to other kabanas, habom in the bucket. For example, karma shlamim. What happens to the leftover of pesach after pesach? You didn't bring it, then you bring it as a karma shlamim. That's what we learn from this pasuk. So therefore, that's what Bekiva uses it for, not to teach you that that you don't use Maisa Sheni money to fulfill your obligation of Korban Pesach. Freddy Gemara, if this concept, that the Maisa HaPesach HaShlami, V'mehocha Nafka, Medavu HaShmul Nafka, we have another Pasuk, in fact, a third Pasuk, there's a Pasuk, where it says, Im min hatzoin kobonoi, if from your carbon is from the sheep, Lezevach Shlami, for Shlamim. What do you mean, Im hatzoin kobonoi, Lezevach Shlamim? So we learn now, Omer Avu Shmuel, Dover Habo Min Hatzoin, that a carbon which specifically you can only use sheep for, which is what? Which is a carbon Pesach. Yehele Zevach Shlamim, you can also turn it into Shlamim. Vakati, Mahocha Nafke, we learn that from here. Mahocha Nafke, don't we learn from somewhere else? But Tanya, we learn, it says in Pasik, it says, Im Kesev V'im Eiz. So Rabbi Kiva so far seems to have two psukim. He has a Zavachta Pesach to teach you this concept of Moshe Pesach. And now we have this pasuk here where it says, Imen Hatzain. So you have two psukim. So Rabbi Kiva says, we have a third pasuk. It says, if your carbon is from a sheep, you should bring it to the Eibishter. If your carbon is from goats, you should bring it to the Eibishter, which is written after we already know all the kabbalas aren't from sheep and goats and so on. But Tanya, so we're coming to say that, come to teach something else. Keves, why does the pasuk say that if your carbon is from sheep, the rabbi is to teach you when it comes to carbon pesach, la'alya. The carbon pesach, the sheep, that not only the sheep gets brought the carbon, but also the tail area, the hind quarter, the tail area where the fat is over there, also is brought up as a carbon. When it says, im keves, when it says in Pasuk, Im Keves, Lahavi, to teach you. So Keves, the whole Pasuk is extra. So the word Keves comes to teach you that the hindquarters, because it says Keves means the whole sheep. The whole sheep, the tail is included. And the tail has all the fats over there. So all of that gets brought up as a carbon. That part also gets called carbon. For example, goat also doesn't have a tail, but a goat has fats. Next, in that area, that doesn't get brought up as a carbon. Mashengen over here, by a sheep, it's part of the carbon itself. Im keve, what is it? Im if, lahavi, to teach you, a Pesach has to be less than a year old. What happens over a year old, you can no longer bring as a Pesach. So what do you do with it? You let it wander about to contract the mum? No, to tell you that it goes up as a shlamim. Ushlamim abayim machmas Pesach lechol mitzvah shlamim. That this Pesach turned to shlamim is what? It has all the dinim of a shlamim. Sheyitanu, what do you mean? What does have all the dinim of shlamim? This, even though it's originally Korban Pesach, you might think you should treat it like Korban Pesach. No. Now that it's converted to a shlamim, it has all the dinim of shlamim. For example, it needs smicha, you got to press down on it, which a Pesach you don't. Mesachim, it needs wine libations and flour offering, which a Pesach doesn't. Utunufis chazei v'sheik, you have to wave the breast and you have to wave the right thigh, which is you don't have to do a Korban Pesach. It says all the dinim of a Korban Pesach. Kishu Oimer. When it says, so that's Kevis. Then it says Eiz, Im Eiz, Hivsika Inyan. And the next part says Im Eiz. What's that coming to tell you? the pasuk before, to be mafsik between all the kabbanas and these two psukim, limin ala a, to tell you about a goat, she'ena. It says ve'im. So tell you what, that she'ena tu'un aliyah, that different than a sheep. A sheep requires that the tail area should be brought in mizbech, but taken by a goat, even though there's fats there, you don't have to bring it on mizbech. Sorry?
The extra vav.
So it's different than kevis. The extra vav is written only by A's, which is written in the pasuk before kevis, and then kevis. So kevis, we have a pasuk teaching you aliyah. That means the pasuk before didn't know that. Because if you already had it by A's, then what do you have to have lead by kevis? The next, the kevis is the pasuk after the pasuk of A's. So by A's, it says the im A's. So that's contingent of all the kabbalists. Aliyah doesn't get included. So kevis is a new inyan. So we see klulim here. Shlomim haboyim machat pesach. We learn from the third pasuk from v'im kevis. So what's going on here? So you have three psukim teaching the same inyan. Says he's going to be right. Tlosa kroyik siva. You're mostly right. We take have three psukim to teach you the leftover pesach becomes shlomim because there are three different circumstances. If we only had one pasuk, we would always take the minimalist approach, which is the following. Cha. The first one is la'avras manai va'avras shlosei. The first one is if the time. Let's say it's over a year old and Pesach is over and suddenly, for example, you lost it and you brought another carbon, now you found it. Since after Pesach is over a year old, you cannot bring a Pesach at all, not even Shayich. You have no breda, so you bring it as a shlamim. That's number one. Then the next pasuk is, v'chad, the other one is l'avrish mani, Pesach is over, but l'avrish nasi. But it's not over a year old, so maybe you should reserve this for Pesach Sheni, give it to somebody else, maybe it can still be brought up as a Pesach. Tell the pasuk, no, once Pesach is over, bring it as a shlamim. And the chad, the third pasuk is leloy avras manoi. It's before Pesach, leloy avras nasoi, and it's before Pesach, and it's less than a year old. And even before Pesach, if you brought it as a shlamim, it's a valid shlamim. For example, you lost it the week before Pesach, and then you brought another one straight away, and then you found it. But it's before, still before Pesach. You can still bring it up as a shlamim, because you would have thought maybe you have to wait till after Pesach, so you get you got the Pesach out of it before you bring the shlamim. Kamashal, no. Utzlicha, that's why you need each one. The Marna explains. The Yashmin of Rasman, if you only knew the case where Pesach went by for Avrash Nos, it's over a year old, it's not Shaykh at all, Mushum the Khalagam completely pushed away. I've loved Rasman, he loves Nos, but at the time went by, but the year didn't go by, the Chazil, the Petashani, I'm like, the Yashmin of Rasman, he loves Nos, the Eat Khalay, the company pushed away the position. I've loved Rasman, he loves Nos, the Petashani, I'm Mikhazi, I'm like, see if you need all three. Hadin Allah Hatayda Hoysaba. Says the Gemara, new Mishnah. Kol karbon is at tibur, all the carbon minchas that they bring in the communal carbon minchas, all the carbon of the hayachi, whether it's communal like minchas aimer or shtei lechem, or whether it's a private individual carbon mincha, boyin they come from, where do you get the tour from? Or any other carbon at tibur, you get it from Eretz Yisroel. I don't care where you get the wheat from. Min haChadosh b'nei Yashan, I don't care if it's from the new crop or from the old crop. Abechutz min haOmer, the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, they're the ones, the Omer is going to be matzah, the Chadosh, for everybody to eat throughout the year, throughout Eretz Yisrael. And the Shtei Alechem, or the world, the Shtei Alechem is matzah, the Chadosh, on the Mizbech. So those have to be brought from Chadosh. Ein aboyin el min haChadosh. So this mission holds that they can only be brought from the new crop. And umina Oder, they can only use Israeli produce. The kulan ainan boy in ala mukha, you can only bring the best quality flour. What is considered the best quality flour? If from a place called Machnis and Zitcha, from two cities called Machnis and Zitcha, and Alpha Lasailis, this is the best for Sailis. They say Alpha is from the word Alpha, which is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Why would the Mishnah use a Greek word to describe the best? I don't know. Rashi says Aleph, the letter Aleph from Aleph base. Just like the Aleph is the first letter, so to Seilis of these is the first. But that's why Alpha. So I think about the one that looked at Mishnah, he says Alpha is Alpha, the Alpha, the alphabeta from Greek. We did have a Gemara in Megillah, you know, that Tanoim used to speak Greek. Greek is holy. You can write a Megillah in Greek. The Greek language. It is the only language you can write a Megillah in. We had a Megillah. No, you can't write it in English or anything else.
No, but
that means there's something to it. You cannot write it in English in Megillah, can you?
In Greek, you can.
Yes, but we'll get there. We learn Megillah again. Second page. In 4 years, three and a half years. No, 3 years. Do it again. Mitzvah. Anyway.
But these places that they identified here.
Obviously, places of Psukim Tanakh, they try to reference it. Yeah. They have good quality crop.
When you learn the whole Seder of the Oymel,
yeah.
Oymel was somewhere close to Yerushalayim. Is it the same place as this?
I have no idea where these places are. Maybe it tells you there. But yeah. I don't know. These are the best flower places that generate, you know, the best kind of flower. Okay. Shneela, second to that, is Afurayim Bebika. A place called Afurayim, out in the valley. Again, I don't know what these are. Kol Arotz Yekshedus. Anywhere in Israel, Arotz means everywhere in Israel. Anywhere in Israel, it's kosher, because, you know, you have Yehuda, you have Transjordan, and you have Galil, but El Mekanim
Afurayim might be a fat.
That's an olive, this is an ayin.
Might be,
and Efrat's a new place.
But it's what
he
called. Usually based on
the old historical. You're right, Frosa, we say, is the Chelik of Shevet Ephraim. The whole area of Shevet Ephraim is called Frosa.
But is that
where
Rochel is buried?
Rochel
is buried in
Yehuda. Whole Shevet Ephraim. Which area of Shevet Ephraim? Which area was his? I don't know. El Mekanim Evin, maybe. Take a Steindl's Gemara, I'm sure he'll give you a little map of it, I'll tell you where it is. El Mekan Hoymevin, they brought it from here. Says the Gemara, Masnis and our Mishnah, obviously, like I said, I follow the following opinion. The Tanya, we learned, this Braisa says, Oymer Habom and Hayoshin Kosher. That you can bring, the Mishnah says, Oymer only can be brought from the new crop. Here it says, Oymer can be brought from the old crop. Is kosher, shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread, Habois and Hayoshin, that comes from the old crop, Kshedis, Elabot, Shechisir, Mitzvah Oymer. The only thing is that it's missing, it's not ideal. Ideal, you should bring from Chodesh, but if you didn't, it's still kosher.
Isn't this like it's making Truma from a potter on the fire that you can't do it?
Why would
you? In other words, Truma, you have to have some new projects. You can't take off with yourself.
No. We'll see tomorrow soon. That doesn't matter where it comes from. It's matter the Chodesh, but in itself, doesn't have to be from Chodesh. See the Pasuk, yeah. So the Gemara, the Chsiv, it says a Pasuk, how do you know ideally you should bring from the Takriv? It says a Pasuk. Takriv, Minchas Bekurim LaHashem. It says Takriv Mincha Bekurecho. So we dash in, be makiv is like a generic, is a klal. Afilu min aliyah, even tfuah you have sitting up in your attic. In other words, it's a yashin, it's old tfuah, go ahead and bring it up. And our tunnel is from a different pasuk that has to be dafkim from Chodesh. We'll see later machlekes and gemara from which pasuk. What does our town do with the word takriv? We had, if you remember the word takriv before, klal, the teacher that even on Shabbos you're allowed to bring it up, and even if it's tummy. Shtei lechem, the same thing by shtei lechem. The chsiv it says in pasuk mim moishvoy seichem, from where your dwelling places you should taviu, you should bring. So we dash it. First we dash it. V'loim min chutz laretz. Bring it from your dwelling places, not from chutz laretz. Not from chutz laretz. Sorry, I skipped a line. V'moshav seichem afilu min aliyah. V'moshav seichem means, I don't care where it is, if it's new or old, even sitting in your attic, bring it. Freddy Moto, Afikta, you just said that we're using it to teach you that you can only bring it from Eretz Yisrael. From your dwelling places, how can you dash it from the same pasuk that even Yashon? How can you dash it two different dinim from the same pasuk? Amakro, you're right. You say, look at the pasuk, it says, Taviyu, that they should be brought. Afil, whatever, bring them from wherever. Afil Ali, you're right. Mirshah Seichem, you learn only Yisrael. The word Taviyu, you learn, bring anyone, even from the attic. Says the Gemara, behind the boile, don't we need it? That you call Sha'ata Mevi, Mimokamacha, anywhere else that you bring a mincha, Hareyu Kazeh, any other mincha that's made out of Chomet should be exactly the same amount on Isorin. Just like by Shavuos, you have to bring from Isorin, you have to bring the two loaves of bread. So too, when it comes to the Chalas Teda, you have 10 loaves, which are Chomet. Make sure that all 10 loaves come from one Isorin. So we had to make sure that it comes from one. So you have one yisodin for chametz, if you remember, and then you have one yisodin divided amongst three kinds of matzahs. How do you know that you have to have yisodin for the chametz? You learn from right here, because it says to the you, whatever over here is over there, same thing. Im kein, if so, licht of krat tovi. Let it say tovi. My tovi you in plural. Shmav and otarti. You learn two things: one that you had yisodin by other chametz like by toida, and one that you can bring yashon as well. Obviously, our Mishnah doesn't agree, because our Mishnah clearly says, ain't a bon Ella. Our Mishnah is not talking about the Chatzchila. Our Mishnah is saying, ain't a bon Ella means this is the only way. So the Gemara, Voksiv, doesn't say in Pasuk, our Mishnah holds another Pasuk. It says the Pasuk, Reishis. It says the Pasuk that It says you should bring Omer Reishis Tzirchem al Kohen. Doesn't Reishis sound like what you're bringing to the Kohen should be from the first? The mitzvah. It's only ideal. Hoksiv Chadosha. There's another passage which says that we craft a Mincha Chadosha. Doesn't Mincha Chadosha sound like it should be the new crop? No. Haima Boile Likitanya. We need for the following braisa. The Machlekes of Rav Nosser. Rav Nosser and Kiv both say, Shtei Halechem. Habois min hayoshen kshedus. When it comes to omer, maybe taket has to be from chadash. But at least shtei lechem, definitely, once the omer is matted already, that you can use a new crop for everybody. Call it, you can argue this. It's like a third opinion. The omer itself, no one's allowed to eat it. And we have a pasuk min mashag yisrael, min hamutter li yisrael. You're only allowed to bring in mizbeach something which is mutter. And since at that moment it's not mutter yet, how can you bring? So maybe you can say yoshen is also good enough. But when it comes to, it has to be from the Chodesh. Since that's going to be matted, the Chodesh, you have to bring from the Chodesh to be able to, in order to be matted everything. But once it's matted everything, all the Shtei Lechem is doing is going to be matted for the Mizbeach. That's a mutter already, so therefore it doesn't matter whether it's Chodesh or Yoshin. You don't need necessarily to have to be yourself from Chodesh. Because for the rest of the world, at this stage, there's no difference Chodesh and Yoshin. Everything is mutter. So that's what they hold. So they hold that Omer has to be Chadosh, but it comes to Lech, it can be Yoshin. How they know? Umani Mekayim, Chadosh, Eyes and the Pension Posig, we craft a Mincha Chadosh al Hashem. This is talking about the Shavuos. Shetei Chadosh al Chol HaMenachas. That means only that on the Mizbeach, this is the first time you brought wheat. That's all. And this is matter that from now on you can use the new wheat. It itself doesn't necessarily have to be the new wheat. It's matter for the Mizbeach. From now on, Mincha Chadosh al Hashem. So I can lepligi yela b'chadosh. Says the Gemara. As it seems to me, the machlekes tanaim, but our mission is whether you have to have chadosh. You can use oshan. Avol be'eretz lepligi. Everyone agrees that that's the only place you can bring from Eretz Yisrael. Everyone agrees that you can bring from only from Eretz Yisrael. The question is chadosh yoshan. However, the lepligi the oimish the lechem eretz ibchadolai command like hatana. We have another tana. And this Gemara is very important. I'll tell you in a second. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yehisi ben Avyuda Omer. Rabbi Yehisi Avyuda says, Omer ba mechutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yehisi Avyuda says that an Omer comes from chutz la'aretz. Omer can come from chutz la'aretz. Not like Al Mishnah that says only from Eretz Yisrael. Ah, you ma'ani mekayim. What am I going to do? The pasuk where it says, Kesavoyu el la'aretz. Says when you will come to the land. Sounds like that you, when you come to the land, give the Omer because the only place you can get the tefuah is from Eretz Yisrael. Shalain is chayvu ba'omer kaydech la'aretz. Only means it's a time period. When does the chiv kick in? Once you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. But once you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, I don't care where you're getting the crap from. Now the Gemara continues. What's the logic? Now the Gemara, it makes, very important, the Gemara makes depend whether you can bring tefuah from Eretz Yisrael only or even from Chutz La'aretz depends on whether Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz is an Issa or not. So like this, Ukusavar, he holds Chadosh b'Chutz La'aretz, he holds that Chadosh is Asa Ma'atayda in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, since the Issa is all over the world, so you can be Ma'atayda from anywhere in the world. Chadosh, Chutz La'aretz has a Shaykhist in Issa of Chadosh because Ma'atayda and Chadosh is everywhere, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, they say that you can bring the Omer to be matter the Chodesh or the Mincha from Chutz La'aretz. Why not? The Chesiv it says Mimosh Veisechem doesn't mean literally from Eretz Yisrael, even though the Mishnah used the Gemara before used the Brayis of Eretz Yisrael only Eretz Yisrael. He used Eretz Yisrael wherever Jews live. Called Makom Chatam Yeshim Mashma. I v'chisavoyus man bi. We're talking about the time when you come in. The Kivin Daraisa. Since it's Aser Mahatoyda Chodesh everywhere, then Yikruvin Amakivin. Why shouldn't you? And why this is very important is like this. The Baal Shem Tov said that every single tzaddik that passes away, they cool the Gehenim down that day. Because when he goes to Gan Eden, he first walks through Gehenim and he goes in and he pulls out all of his chassidim or his talmidim, close talmidim, or all chassidim, and brings them to Gan Eden with him. So they don't want him to get affected by the Gehenim, so they cool it down or they shut it down. The Baal Shem Tov said when the Bach passed away, 30 or 40 days before he passed away, they shut the Gehenim down. Because if they shut it down just the night before, it's still a little bit hot, and you could still get something singed. Here, it's completely ready. Why? Because he had a special schus. And what was the schus of the Bach? That he was melamed schus of Klal Yisrael, that they didn't keep the laws of Chodesh. Because the din is that Chodesh applies in Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, as Gemara Kedushin seems to conclude, and we had it before. But he found a heter for everyone, because very few people keep the laws of Chodesh. Besides Brisk and a few others today, very few people keep the laws of Chodesh. How can you when it's a Chodesh Ma'atayda? So he found the Hetter. One of the Hetterim is this Gemara right here. It's actually a powerful Hetter. the Bach doesn't bring this heter, he brings that it's only the Rabban and everything else. It's more the Pnei Yeshua and a few others. The Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch brings, but doesn't bring this Gemara. The Gemara says right here clearly that when Omer, that the Gemara says here that the machlekas of whether Omer can be brought from the new crop or the old crop depends if he learned, sorry, if Omer can be brought from Chutz Laretz or Yisrael, it depends on whether there's Chodesh or Chutz Laretz or not. The halacha is that the Omer can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. That's the halacha. It's the Stam Mishnah, and that's the halacha. If that's the halacha, then what would you hold that the Yisrael Chodesh is? The way the Gemara clearly makes one depend on the other. That the Yisrael Chodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael. Only Ma'atayda. Is only in Eretz, if it's Rabban, there's no problem because Goyim and everything else. But Ma'atayda is only Eretz Yisrael, therefore the crop could be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Since the halacha is that you can use only the crop grown in Eretz Yisrael for your omer and for your shtei lechem, is a raya that we paskin that chadash is matayda only also in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone then asks on the Rambam, he paskins like both. He paskins that Chodesh is also matayda in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and then he paskins also that omer can only be brought from the crop in Eretz Yisrael. Because our Gemara doesn't conclude so much the other way. Our Gemara doesn't say clearly that if you hold the Omer can only be brought from Yisrael, then Chodesh is only limited to Yisrael. He just says that Rabbi Yossi holds that Chodesh is a Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you can bring the Omer from Yisrael. Only for Chutz La'aretz as well. Could very well be that our Mishnah also agrees that Chodesh is a Chutz La'aretz, but doesn't hold the Svara. It holds so out of Chodesh is also Chutz La'aretz, but the Omer itself should be brought, you know, from Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, the Psukim that seem to say it's from Eretz Yisrael. So, in other words, what the Gemara links is only Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yehuda that he definitely holds Chodesh also Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he allows you to Omer. Doesn't spell out the other half, that if you hold that you only bring the local crop, then you must hold that Chodesh is not in Chutz La'aretz. But the others, all these Achrayim say that the Gemara, you know, it's both ways, and that's the heter for Chodesh. So this is the Gemara right here, if you want to remember.